Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnah Yomis as we do every single daily. Leinishma Sarah Malka Beres Reb Yitzchak. We are also learning in the Shul this week. Leinishmas Reb Avraham Yitzchak Ben Yaakov Zev. And we are in Masechta Shkalim in the first parak Mishnah Dalet. And hey, so Amar Reb Yehuda, Reb Yehuda said as follows. We had previously learned that the Kohanim are not obligated to give Chatzi Shekel coin. They're not forced, but they're obligated. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Heid ben Buchri b'yavne kol koin sheshoko eino chote. We said that any coin who contributes doesn't sin. That is to say, he's not obligated, but he can do so if he wants to, and it's not considered a private donation, which would mess up the karbana. Some of the Rabbi Yochum and Zaki, Rabbi Yochum and Zaki said, Loki, you got it backwards. Ela kol kogein sheino shokel chote. If you're a coin, and you don't give your chatzi shekel obligation, you're a sinner. But the Kohanim mistakenly used the following logic. The Pasuk says that a mincha of a Kohen is to be entirely burnt. It shouldn't be eaten. But we also know that the carbon omer, the lechem, the shtei lechem, the lechem apanim, all of which are paid for with chazi shekel coin money, belong to us, and they are going to therefore be considered like minchas kohen. So hech nechalim, how would they be eaten? And so therefore they assume they should that kohanim are not supposed to be included in shkalim. But that was a mistake, because that's when it belongs to a kohen by himself. Only then is it kalalosayachal. Only then is it considered to be responsible to be burnt fully and not to be eaten. But otherwise, it's not so. So, and aval pi shamru ein memashkin nashim avadim ketanim. Even though we said that we don't take a mashkon, we don't force the women and servants and ketanim to go ahead and bring the chatzi shakol koyim and shaklu mekavim mehem. If they do offer it, right? So we do accept it from their hands. But if Obi Kocham and Akusi want to go ahead and do the same, we wouldn't accept it from them. Kinei Zav and Kinei Zavos, Kinei Yoldos, the Zavim, the Kinim from Zav and Yoledes, right? Vechatos, Vashamos, right? And all of those things, we wouldn't accept from a non-Jew. We would accept Nedarim and Nedavos. If it's something that's promised, we do accept from them. But if it's something that's not promised, if it's something that's not donated on their own, we don't accept from a guy. And that's what Ezra said. It's not for both of us. If the Beis HaMikdash is ours, we allow them to come in and offer Nedarim and Nedavos, but non-Jews are not driving the ship together with us. We'll stop here, and Be'ezus Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic, amazing day.